Did you know that there are beaches with green sand?
These geological gems are rare, as there are only 4 worldwide. We will introduce you to one of them on today's program as we talk about green sand glory and what it has to do with the Promised Land.
Stay with us. Good morning and happy Friday, friends. We have been so thankful to be able to spend our mornings with you this week.
And as we end the week together, we hope that you seek and find the love, joy, peace, and hope that Jesus longs to share with you.
That's right. You know, in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11, it says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually." You know, this weekend, spend extra time seeking the Lord. Enjoy worship service and spend time fellowshipping with others who are also seeking Jesus. We have many blessings to share with you here this morning. But first, before we go any further, let's find out what took place on this day in history.
On January 20, 1981, minutes after Ronald Reagan's inauguration as the 40th President of the United States, the 52 U.S. captives held at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran, were released, ending the 444-day Iran hostage crisis. On November 4, 1979, the crisis began when militant Iranian students outraged that the U.S. government had allowed the ousted Shah of Iran to travel to New York City for medical treatment seized the U.S. embassy in Tehran. The Ayatollah Khomeini, Iran's political and religious leader, took over the hostage situation, refusing all appeals to release the hostages even after the U.N. Security Council demanded an end to the crisis in a unanimous vote. However, 2 weeks after the storming of the embassy, the Ayatollah began to release all non-U.S. captives and all female and minority Americans, citing these groups as among the people oppressed by the government of the United States. The remaining 52 captives remained at the mercy of the Ayatollah for the next 14 months.
Many of us hear this story of being held hostage 14 months, wow, and we shudder with the thought. Yet millions and millions of people are being held hostage every single day, sometimes for a lifetime. By what, you ask? Well, friends, by sin. You see, God created us to be free in Him, beings who follow His ways and experience true happiness. However, Satan took us hostage after Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. Jesus came to this earth to live a righteous life, to die in our place, and to resurrect to set us free. And now it's up to us to accept the freedom He offers. Have you accepted it today? Share the good news with someone else so that they too can experience the freedom that Jesus gives.
Amen. In the most southern point of the beautiful Hawaiian island chain is a sacred spot that only a few have seen. It's a hard destination, far from the paved easy road. The journey requires more than a standard vehicle to make it. Only a four-wheel drive is tough enough to carry you through the rocky and rugged terrain. But these rugged roads bring you to a must-see island gem, the secluded beach of Papakolea.
In the most southern point of the beautiful Hawaiian island chain is a sacred spot that only a relative few have seen. It is a hard destination, far from the paved easy road. In fact, the journey requires more than a standard vehicle to make it. Only a four-wheel drive is tough enough to carry you through the rocky and rugged terrain. But these rugged roads bring you to a must-see island gem, the secluded beach of Papakolea. It is a glorious geological gem. In fact, some people call it the Hawaiian diamond, the green sand beach of Mahana. Yes, the sand doesn't just appear to be green. It is actually green. And there are actually only four of these rare green sand beaches in the whole world. Norway, Guam, Galapagos, and here in beautiful Hawaii. These green glassy crystals are actually called olivine. It is a rare mineral that is characterized by its green olive tone. It comes from the surrounding tuffering. Now, tuffering is a geological term that describes a small volcanic cone surrounding a shallow crater. Many years ago, this crater was formed by aggressive explosions triggered by hot lava rocks clashing with the cold liquid ocean. The dramatic explosions blasted fragments of bedrock, minerals, and ash hundreds of feet into the atmosphere. As the particles fell back to the ground, it created this tuffering. And over the years, as the ocean waves clash against this tuffering, erosion takes place. The water washes the lighter black volcanic ash out to sea, but the heavier olivine settles to the ocean floor and is pushed to the shore, creating this rare green sandy beach beauty. It is one of my favorite places in all of Hawaii. And if you're ever blessed to visit, please look, but don't take. Far too much has already been taken from these sacred Hawaiian lands. It's more important for us to preserve and protect these natural wonders so that future generations can enjoy them as well. In order to see the majestic tuffering and walk upon the green sand beauty, you must be willing to traverse the rugged and rocky road. For the way to Mahana Beach is not smooth and easy. There are many obstacles along the way. Rocks to overcome, ditches to avoid, and hills to climb. The way is windy and dusty. But being able to walk upon the glorious green sand beach is worth every step of the journey. And my friends, the journey to heaven is the same way. God never promised that the paths to perfection would always be peaceful. He never said that we'll never encounter obstacles. In fact, He said that the way to life would be narrow and difficult. And just like the green sand beach, only few there be that would find it. But though He said it would be difficult, He did promise us that it would be worth it, and that He would be with us every step of the way. So go ahead. Venture up the unpaved paths of sacrifice, the rough ways of surrender, the steep hills of humility, and the rocky roads of charity. And as you do, soon and very soon, you will be able to walk upon the green sand of heavenly glory. And on that beautiful celestial shore, you will discover that just like the sands of Papakalea Beach, that the blessings of God cannot be numbered and the love of God cannot be measured. But it will be ours to enjoy throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
Well, friends, we have to take a short break now, but when we return, we'll talk with Ronnie Mills.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. You know, we pray that you're being blessed by today's program.
This morning, Ronnie Mills from our very own Hope Channel is here to share with us.
Happy New Year, good morning, Saints, and happy Friday. I pray that your holidays so far have been delicious and enjoyable. We're pleased that you've taken time out of your holiday schedule to tune into Hope Channel and Wake Up with Hope. And I'm thrilled to have as my guest this morning the new Senior Director of Linear Distribution, Chan-Ming Chung. Chan-Ming, welcome to Wake Up with Hope.
Thank you, Ronnie.
You've got a big fancy title. What are some of your duties?
My duty is simple. It's not really my duty, it's our team duty. I work with our team members together. We really try to reach out to people with better program. Better program doesn't mean that better quality of, not really about like a technological quality, but we really would like to reach out to the people with our programs. So through the program, we always think about how we can really share the gospel message in a better way with our Hope Channel programs. That's our core duty, I'd say.
Wow. And what role do you see Hope Channel fulfilling in preparing people for the soon coming of Christ?
That's a good question. I remember one comment about the Bible. Someone said that if we squeeze the Bible really hard, what we can get from the Bible, just one drop of blood from the cross, from the Jesus Christ. That blood is not really a horrible thing because that blood tells you about His care, His love, and His redemption. So our dream is simple about Hope Channel. We really hope that, we pray that Hope Channel will become like that. If we squeeze all the Hope Channel programs together, we can get that one drop of blood that we can share with our viewers together.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
What miracles in the past have you seen God do through media?
Yeah, I have many stories, but if I bring only one, I used to work for Hope Channel Middle East and North Africa. One young Middle Eastern man who, he still lives there, and then the country is very restricted, and then a war-torn country. And then he happened to encounter the gospel message through the Hope Channel Middle East and North Africa program. And then he decided to follow the Jesus. And he really contacted us and he says, I'd like to study Bible more and I'd like to be baptized. But unfortunately, he couldn't come out and we couldn't get in. And then also pandemic came, so we couldn't do a lot of things for him. And then we were all anxious in really prayer. And one day, he just contacted us, I cannot go or I cannot be baptized now, but I don't want to just sit here. So what he did, amazingly, he created his own Bible study group with his own people. So, of course, the baptism was not there yet, but discipleship was still there. So it was really a miraculous story, amazing moment for everybody. So our team members in the Middle East and North Africa, we say that, okay, this is our reward for our effort.
Amen, amen. And what can our viewers do to help Hope Channel achieve its mission?
Absolutely. I want our viewers to believe that really there are people there, out there, who are waiting for the gospel message through Hope Channel. Then I want our viewers to pray for that ministry, believing that ministry, but at the same time, in order to create better program and then to reach out to more people around the world and around us, we need also practical support, including financial support as well.
Amen. Well, Chairman, thank you for joining
thank
us
you.
Today on Wake Up with Hope. I can't think of a better way to start off the new year. Also, thank you for joining us today. As you make your New Year's resolutions, make your number one resolution to join the impact movement of Hope Channel. Calling your donation today at 1-888-446-7388. That's 1-888-446-7388. Or donate online at hopetv.org/donate. That's hopetv.org/donate. Thanks for your support.
All right. Thank you, Ronnie. If you're enjoying our program, share us with a friend and visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup for more.
We'd love to hear from you and how you've been impacted by our program. Please stop by our official Wake Up with Hope Facebook page and leave us a message. We now have to take a short break, but when we return, we will have today's devotional thought from Pastor Mark Finley. Wake Up with Hope will be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. Thank you for staying with us on this bright Friday morning.
Right now, Pastor Mark Finley brings us this morning's devotional.
One of life's great blessings is to have people that you have confidence in, people that you can come to seek wise counsel. In my life, I'm blessed with a number of friends that are godly, that are spiritual, that are praying men, that when I'm facing major decisions in my life, I can come to seek their counsel. I know their counsel will be balanced. They won't always tell me what I want to hear. If the counselors that you have always tell you what you want to hear, you better look for other counselors. Proverbs speaks about the value of wise counsel. It speaks about this in a number of places. Let's look at some of them. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Notice carefully, you're likely to fall. But where there is a multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety, there's security. Proverbs 15 and verse 22. The scripture puts it this way. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they're established. Notice both of these expressions talk about more than one counselor. If you only have one counselor, you can really be biased by what they say or influence, but you get broad counsel and you see that counsel pointing in the same direction, you know that that is clarity in your decision. It gives you clarity in your decision-making process. Proverbs 24, verse 6, for by wise counsel they make thy war, but in the multitudes of counselors there's safety. In other words, when the ancient armies of Israel were making a decision whether to go to war or not, they needed to be sure to have the widest counsel possible. And the truth of the matter is that we are in a war. We're in a battle between good and evil. We're in a battle between Christ and Satan. We're a battle between the forces of good and the forces of wrong, between righteousness and unrighteousness. And if ever we need counsel, it's today. So how do you get guidance in life? Well, Proverbs, remember, there are four ways you get guidance. One, through prayer. As you seek God, the Holy Spirit impresses you. Secondly, you get guidance from the Word of God. You look, what does the Word have to say about this decision I have to make? What basis does it give me? Thirdly, you look at the providences of life. How are things shaping up? And fourthly, you look to your counselors. In three places, Solomon states essentially the very same thing. What is he stating? In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Now, the ancient Hebrew word for counsel comes from a rather strange expression meaning rope pulling. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? What is counsel? It's rope pulling. And it comes from a seafaring term. When a ship came into harbor, ropes were thrown out by the dockmaster to guide it safely. So you imagine the ship is coming into harbor, and here's the harbor where the ship is going to dock, and here's the dock. They would throw out ropes from here to pull the ship into harbor safely. The word for counsel means guidance or direction. So the picture you get is a craft sailing through the harbor, a rope pulled out to guide that ship safely so that it wouldn't crash. So what is counsel? Counsel is divine guidance that God provides through others so that we don't make a crash, so we don't make poor mistakes. When wise, skillful counsel is ignored, we often make poor decisions. Now, each one of us need a few people in our lives that we can trust, who have sound, balanced judgment to guide us in our decision-making process. The Christian writer, Ellen White, gives us this fascinating insight about wise counsel. She writes, "When counsel is rejected, there is little that can be done for those void of wisdom, but to leave them to discover by hard experience that good counsel is a blessing from God that should be accepted." See, if we fail to listen to the counsel of others that are godly, when we see that counsel converging together, and I counsel with this counselor, and that counselor gives me certain counsel, and I counsel with this counselor, and I present all the facts to these about three counselors that I have. Now, if you present a decision to 7 or 8 or 10 different people, you're going to be so confused at the end that you will not know what decision to make. But seek wise counselors that know God. Seek wise counselors that have good judgment. Seek wise counselors that will guide you in the decisions of life. But always remember that in addition to all those human counselors, the prophet Isaiah reminds us in Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born. Who's that child? Jesus. Unto us. Jesus came from heaven for us. For unto us a child is born, Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful. Is Jesus wonderful to you? Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor. Bring to him everything that perplexes your mind, everything that troubles you. Share with Jesus every joy and sorrow of your life. He's there to listen. He's there to give you the guidance that you need for today. Yes, we seek counsel from others. We look for the converging concepts, ideas, the converging guidance that they give us. But we recognize that the best counselor of all is Jesus. And he is there to guide us. He's there to direct us. You remember what Isaiah says? Isaiah the prophet says, you'll hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk you in it when you turn to the right or turn to the left. You will hear that voice saying, walk you in it. This is the way. God speaks to us in those quiet times, in those careful moments of our life that we're in prayer and we're seeking him for wisdom. He is our counselor. But never forget, God often will provide for us human counsel. He'll often provide for us people that give us the right word at the right time so we can make the very right decision. To walk away from counsel and live an independent life and feel that in our own minds that we are able to solve every problem, or in our own minds that we are able to make every decision. There are some people that say, I'm a self-made man, I'm a self-made woman, I don't need anybody else, then I can make my own decisions and I can follow my own heart. Frankly, that's folly. That's really foolishness. Because one of the ways that God guides us is through wise, godly counselors. So today, thank God for the people he's brought into your life that can give you divine counsel. But most of all, seek him, because he is the Wonderful Counselor.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark, for those inspiring words.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you would like to learn more about our program, rewatch a segment during the weekend, share with someone who's never seen Wake Up with Hope, please direct them to hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we look forward to starting the week together again. So don't forget to join us on Monday morning. Our friends from Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional thought and lots more. You don't want to miss it.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought, and you would like to learn more about the Bible and search the scriptures a little deeper, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, friends, that's hope.study. We are sure our free Bible studies will be such a blessing to you, as they have been to so many others.
And of course, you know we can't leave without sharing our daily Bible promise. And today's Bible promise says, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. That's in John chapter 14, verse 8.
What an amazing promise. Jesus says he will come to you. It's a promise, friends, and we can count on that. So as our week closes, we encourage you to take these beautiful reminders of God's love with you into the weekend. And we encourage you to surrender everything to him. You will never regret it. We hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, in moments like this, it's often good to call you our Father, to know that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us deeply. And today, Lord, some of us may feel alone, but may we remember that we are never lonely because we have a Father who puts his arms around us and loves us. And may we take this promise, may we take this assurance with us throughout this whole day. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.